brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Monday, the 15th day of February, 2007. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. In the first hour and a half, we're going to cover all the different news developing across the planet and here domestically in the United States on a host of vital issues. And then we're going to have Dylan Avery, who's becoming quite a frequent guest, to give us his take on the unbelievably shoddy 9/11 Truth Movement hit piece put out by the BBC that aired yesterday. We'll also be playing some clips of that. And then in the third hour, we have the producer, the director of the program himself, who is scheduled. We appreciate him coming on. I gave the guy like a week of my time, so I'm glad he's giving us an hour of his precious time. Will be joining us coming up in the third hour today, Guy Smith from the BBC. And we're not just covering this because it's about us or the 9/11 Truth Movement. We're covering it because it's an example of propaganda. It's an example of twisting. This thing was literally off the charts. Paul Watson will also be popping in from England to analyze some of the problems with the BBC piece while Guy Smith is on with us. But I want to give him fair time. Unlike his piece, they had 11 different debunkers on and only three 9/11 truthers, Jim Fetzer, Dylan Avery, and yours truly, Alejandro Jones. It wasn't up until this morning on Google Video, and by the time I learned it was up, I was able to watch the whole thing, but I was busy printing stories, answering the telephone, so I've got to watch it slowly to write notes. It was just so much twisting, so much disinfo, so much misrepresentation. It made my head spin. There is an 11-page article up on prisonplanet.com by Paul Watson. I would have the headline, BBC hit piece explodes in enemy's face, or BBC hit piece backfires, but Paul's got BBC hit piece, a tissue of lies, bias, and emotional manipulation. Outraged truth community demands answers from Guy Smith. Immediate reactions and apologies urged. Savage, agenda-driven yellow journalism, an insult to the truth. That's a pretty darn strong sub-headline. I hope Guy, after I'm sure he admits he tracks the site almost daily, hope he's reading this, hope he still comes on. That Kevin, call him and double-check, because you confirmed Friday afternoon he would be on. I talked to Guy Friday. He said it wasn't a hit piece. Oh, no, I promise it's balanced. Though I have an email from him saying, oh, I don't agree with you and don't believe it, and you'll see the piece. And after we concluded our interviews back in August for that week of off-and-on interviews, he started laughing at me. And I think the biggest smoking gun here is that he wouldn't let me bring up Gulf of Tonkin. He wouldn't let me bring up 9/11 prior knowledge. He wouldn't let me bring up U.S. troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. He wouldn't let me bring up the Northwoods document, which did pertain to this. You know, ABC News headline, U.S. government plan to terrorize U.S. cities as pretext for war with Cuba. Baltimore Sun, similar headline. We have the actual declassified document. Didn't want to discuss that. And that's why they interviewed me for a week, off and on, and followed me to Dallas, you name it. And I was in the film about 3 minutes. Oh, yeah. Because I wouldn't give them what they wanted. There was one point in the interview, the last interview I did. Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back, and then we'll get into all the news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just watched an audio clip of Glenn Beck last Friday spill his guts about the New World Order and shadow government, but it's not what it seems from the neocon in sheep's clothing. Of course, he can totally convert to the truth if he'd like and repent of being an operative, but I just wait till you hear the clip. It's very sneaky. That's coming up later in this hour. We're going to play, to analyze them, a couple of BBC news clips from the unbelievable hit piece that I just had a chance to see via Google Video this morning. Dylan Avery, Paul Watson will be responding, and we have the producer, the director, the Cheshire Cat himself, Guy Smith, joining us from BBC headquarters. We just talked to him during the break. He will be on in the third hour with us, and we'll see if he can contain himself from snickering and giggling, which seems to be his trademark when I had a chance to spend a week with him. And we are declaring war on Hearst Publishing, the BBC, and all other organs of clear, classical, yellow journalism, and we're going to decipher every micron of their propaganda in the next week to come, because this is important. Again, excellent piece by Paul Watson, BBC hit piece, A Tissue of Lies, Bias and Emotional Manipulation. This is the most lengthy article yet, and there are already hundreds. People are hopping mad about this. Every 9/11 truth site out there is doing their own analysis. It's excellent. Paul has got an 11-pager 11 pages he wrote over last night into this morning from England. And you need to go read it for yourself and dig it. That is, go post it on the Dig site. Get it out to everybody out there. We have got to stand up against this affront to the truth. We have to do it energetically and aggressively. So that is coming up. In other news, top bin Laden expert, confession is fake. We'll go over that. Also, UN urged to take on asteroid threat. We'll get into that psyop. We'll also talk about Palm Beach police using license tag scanners. And we'll integrate that with some other important news reports here concerning Big Brother. But let me just briefly get back into the BBC, because I promised to, and then we won't cover it again unless you call in about it until the middle of the next hour. Guy Smith interviewed me again for a week, off and on, at my office, at my other office, at the other broadcast studio, in Dallas, at Dealey Plaza. It just went on and on. I would have to imagine he probably shot, I don't know, 20 hours with me. 20 hours condensed down to 3 minutes in the film. And for everybody out there who's writing pieces now debunking the BBC debunk piece, you need to understand, I am an eyewitness to this. He said, we are not going to put Northwoods in. We're not going to let you discuss it. We're not putting Gulf of Tonkin in. We're not putting any real examples of our government claiming they were attacked, the government staging attacks against itself, or the government planning to stage attacks. Now, wouldn't that be important for a piece about 9/11 truth? And it's because of behavior like that that Popular Mechanics and BBC and all these other government organs, BBC is publicly government, Popular Mechanics has been government ever since it was founded. It's because of behavior like that that your hit piece is going to cause more people to wake up. Guaranteed. Without a shadow of a doubt. Because you attack the truth with lies and half-truths and straw men, people are going to go investigate. It's only going to interest them more, and then they're going to find out they were lied to, and they're going to get very, very angry. So people are mad about this piece, and you should be, but take that anger and put it into the important work of getting the truth out. And that starts with going and getting the pieces that have been written, analyzing this propaganda, and emailing it, posting it to every sector and every corner and every region of the internet. It's very important to do that. But I knew, out of the 20 hours, probably more, of interviews, I knew one clip that was going to be in the piece. And sure enough, this morning, I hurriedly scanned through it, watching it, and guess what was in there of my meager 3 minutes in the piece. The final time they interviewed me was a Sunday night when I was starting the syndicated show out of the KLBJ studios, and they put me in the business offices, and I was sitting there in a suit, sitting on the back of a chair. They said it looked more official. And he started taunting me and trying to get me to get mad and get upset, and he knew that I had to go and meet my wife for dinner. He was going with us with his crew, and instead of 30 minutes, it went on for almost 2 hours. And then I had to sneeze in the middle of talking, and I knew I couldn't say, oh, excuse me, I've got to sneeze. That would be in there. So I fight back the sneeze, and I go ahead and talk about Flight 93, but I hesitate, and my eyes water a bit. And I thought, man, that looked like I was stumbling on that question. That will be in there. So I said it again. I said, let me say that again. And I said it again. Of course, when I said it again, that isn't what was put in there. No, when I had to sneeze, but fought back the sneeze. And again, I knew. I said, this will be in there. This is a hit piece. Sure enough, it was. They were getting so frustrated and so angry that day after day, they couldn't get me picking at my arm, or they couldn't get me scratching at my ear. They couldn't get me, I know all their tricks, they couldn't get me blinking. They couldn't get me stumbling. They couldn't, it was just all basically sound bites continually fired out at them on 100 other facets and issues concerning 9/11. And that's why I am, of the three people in there, I am the smallest portion of that. But they lied to me, just like Popular Mechanics. Oh, we promise it's not a hit piece. We promise it's going to be balanced. Balanced is not 11 people with the government story and 3 people questioning it. Balanced is not, hey, the one thing I want to get across is that our government overthrew Iran by staging terror attacks in 53. Our government staged attacks on the destroyers at the Gulf of Tonkin in 64, declassified. Here's the Associated Press. I gave them the news articles. I made a big 2-inch thick file for them. They would just smile and giggle about it. I want Northwoods to be in there. Those 3 issues. No, 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 no. It's just like going into court and not being able to put on your evidence. So, but don't worry. In the court of public opinion, your piece will air and it'll air all over the world, and people will go into our websites and they'll find out the truth, and they will discover who's really putting out the truth. They will discover what you've done. So, again, you dig a pit for us to fall into it, you fall into it yourself, just like the Bible says. There have been people here locally who have dug pits for myself and others, and they're the ones that fall into their own pits, and then they try to accuse me of digging the pit. No, no, the BBC dug the pit, Popular Mechanics dug the pit, and so many other people that I've dealt with dig their own pits, and then they fall into the pits themselves. And again, there's just so many points to this. Let's get into this report first. And I've got 2 different ones here on this subject. One of them, headlined, UN urged to take action on asteroid threat. Another similar headline here out of the Reuters. An asteroid may come uncomfortably close to Earth in 2036, and the United Nations should assume responsibility for a space mission to deflect it, a group of astronauts, engineers, and scientists said on Saturday. Now, you'll probably remember about 6 years ago, I interviewed Mrs. Shoemaker, whose husband died in a car wreck, Mr. Shoemaker, who discovered Shoemaker-Levy, the comet that broke into 5 pieces and rammed into Jupiter, one chunk of it exploding with the power of tens of thousands of hydrogen bombs, giant black spots visible through binoculars on a clear night, 5 huge black explosion marks, one of them very close to the size of the great red spot on Jupiter. And you're saying, what does that have to do with this report? It's because of my amateur astronomy behavior, and I took astronomy in college, and again, my dad's got a big telescope, I've got a medium-sized one, that I know a little bit about asteroids, meteors, planetoids, comets, and I have interviewed some of the leading experts in the world on the subject, and it was in that astronomy buff position of actual, really entertainment for myself, that I watched a Discovery Channel program, and I believe the other one was a PBS Nova program years ago, and I learned in those pieces that the U.S. government, the Russian government, and the Shoemakers were there as well, along with Mr. Levy and others. Shoemakers have discovered like 3 major comets. They're just incredible people. It was through that I learned of this plan. I didn't learn it off some conspiracy website. I didn't learn about it on the back of a Cracker Jack box. They admit this. This is staged. Not the comet that slammed in to Jupiter, But the response to this threat is staged, and I'll briefly break that down on the other side. Then we'll get into a bunch of other important news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anders for Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90. Ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barishef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Debate coming up with the master of the hit piece, Guy Smith, from the bowels of the British Broadcasting Commissariat in the third hour. That was Orwell's last job before he wrote 1984, the book basically about himself, Winston Smith, working in the Ministry of Truth. All right, getting back to UN urge to take action on asteroid threat. This is out of Reuters. An asteroid may come uncomfortably close to Earth, in 2036, and the United Nations should assume responsibility for a space mission to deflect it. A group of astronauts, engineers, and scientists said on Saturday, astronomers are monitoring an asteroid named Apophis, which has a 1 in 45,000 chance of striking Earth on April 13th, 2036. Although the odds of an impact by this particular asteroid are low, a recent congressional mandate for NASA to upgrade its tracking of near-Earth asteroids is expected to uncover hundreds, if not thousands, of threatening space rocks in the near future, former astronaut Rusty Swekart said. It's not just Apophis we're looking at. Is that some connection to apocalypse? Every country is at risk. We need a set of general principles to deal with this issue, he said. A member of the Apollo 9 crew that orbited the moon in March of 1969 told an American Association for the Advancement of Science conference in San Francisco. Swekart plans to present an updated next week to the UN Committee on Peaceful Uses of Outer Space on plans to develop a blueprint for global response to an asteroid threat. And, of course, there's several facets to this. Being somewhat of a buff on this subject, I have seen a NOVA special and a Discovery Channel special and read a bunch of news articles over the years that I've seen video of UN meetings with Russians, Japanese, European Space Agency, NASA, and they're all meeting saying this is a great way to unite the Earth under the United Nations to defend the planet from the threat of these asteroids and comets. We've got to put powerful nuclear weapons or particle beams in space that can destroy these asteroids. So on the surface, it'll be a big hyped-up deal with the United Nations defending the Earth, the planet coming together, humans coming together to the outside threat. And Kissinger wrote about that in documents, and it's in the report on Iron Mountain, and it came out that the Sci-Fi Channel had federal government funding and Clinton's former chief of staff involved in a program to propagandize that we must all come together to fight the extraterrestrials, i.e., again, back to H.G. Wells, one of their top futurists, War of the Worlds. But that's only one facet to this. This is also an excuse for the United Nations to weaponize space, because these weapons that can be turned outward can just as easily be turned inward with particle beams, missiles, and, of course, their main weapon, huge, solid, depleted uranium projectiles that are rocket-assisted out of orbital platforms or space planes and dropped into gravity wells to accelerate to over 25,000 miles an hour, having the same effect in their distribution of energy as a medium-sized hydrogen nuclear bomb. And I've had discussions with the former head of Star Wars program. I remember at the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in L.A., I talked to Bowman, Dr. Bob Bowman, for about an hour behind the scenes. He said, look, I can't tell you anything classified, but I can tell you what they've slipped up and said. And he said one time I was in a debate with one of the current heads of Star Wars, and he just went ahead and admitted that they had these robotic space planes and these DU projectiles, like a meteor gun, basically. But you take something with that mass and you accelerate it using the gravity well with a rocket assist, and you fire a hypersonic missile with a DU tip into the Earth's gravity well at the proper angulation. It's just unbelievable. And I said, obviously, there's not humans piloting those. And he said, no, it's space planes, robotic space planes. They're up there flying around right now, in the edge of space and in space itself. And that's what's happening. They can decapitate the entire leadership of the planet if they can ever target exactly where they're all at once. I've been told there's enough of these space planes, and James Weapons Quarterly's reported on it too. They told you, what, 4 years before the B-2 bomber was rolled out about it? Of course, that thing was in service back in the 70s. They still say the SR-71 Blackbird, developed in 1955, is the fastest plane in the world. Do you think a plane from 1955 is still the fastest? Do you really believe that? Okay.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to have open phones today. The toll-free number to join us if you saw the BBC hit piece last night, or if you want to comment on what's happening with the buildup for war with Iran, or the UN, world government's got to save us with space-based weapons, and if you think they're for asteroids, I got a bridge I want to sell you in Manhattan. There's 100 different issues. You're welcome to call us at 1-800-259-9231. Before I get back into the news, there's a lot of big things we want to do here at this office. And for about a year, I've just been so busy making films and doing other things, I haven't had time to launch a plan I've had for a long time. Basically, it's no secret, an internet portal. And by portal, I want it to have all the functions that the major portals have. I'm going to have to hire three or four people to do it. I'm in the process. I have the space. I have two of the people hired. I need to hire two more. Please don't send me a million requests or your resumes. I haven't gotten to that point yet. So I'm so busy trying to make another film, do this radio show, do other radio interviews, manage things, pay the bills, take out the trash, make dinner, you know what life's like. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know that my big frustration in life is I can't do everything I want to do. But it will. I mean, I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, folks, that I get advertising requests every day. And if I pick the phone up and call and sell the person for 5 minutes, I can have advertisers on the websites, on the radio show. I'm so busy that I don't even have time to do that, much less even hire somebody to be a salesman. And I know I should just get that done. I should worry about financial stuff first and then get into all the nuts and bolts later. But the best way to support us so we can do all these things that we want to do and fight the New World Order at a even higher level, and you know we've been effective with God's help. All the glory goes to God. Please help us. And you do that, it's very simple. You go to InfoWars.com and you look at all the books and videos, DVDs, books on tape, pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, anti-tyranny t-shirts, 9/11 inside job t-shirts, and you purchase a wheelbarrow full of them. And then I can do everything I want to do easily. Because that's our goal here. That's what we're into. That, you know, everybody's got something that floats their boat. Everybody's got something that's their passion. My passion is standing up to tyranny. I am addicted. I am obsessed. I am literally energized with the spirit of resistance to this tyranny. Every fiber in my body. But look, it's not just supporting us. Number one, these films will wake people up. Terror Storm, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11, Mysteries, Demolitions, America, Freedom to Fascism. We got discounts on all of them at InfoWars.com. They are priced to move, to get the information out to you, and to help us operate. Hundreds of titles and videos and books on the online video bookstore. It is so important to go to InfoWars.com today and to order the books and the videos and to get them out to people. The toll-free number to order, you can call and ask about different specials. There's like 20-something of them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. When you move, when you take action, when you stand up, when you get involved in little ways, those grow into big things. And all of us together instantly become something huge. And that's why the New World Order is literally panicking and admitting in Popular Mechanics and BBC and Vanity Fair and the New York Post that we have convinced the majority of the public that we're winning. We're winning on the Second Amendment issues. We're winning on the borders. That is for the hearts and minds. They're still getting rid of them. We're winning when it comes to the NAFTA highways, to the North American Union. We can have a reprieve for a time to wake up more people if we take action. That's God's promise. So please take action. Please take action today. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore Shopping Carts or 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now let me shift gears on this subject before we play a clip and go to your calls and cover other news and talk about Anna Nicole Smith and Britney Spears. No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. When Anna Nicole Smith died a week and a half ago, we haven't mentioned it, have we? When Britney Spears over the weekend shaved off all her hair, and that was top story, not the build-up for war with Iran, I didn't cover it Sunday. But last night, eating dinner with my family, I thought of those two women. And so now I'll share with you why I'm bringing them up. You have a woman, Anna Nicole Smith, who's beautiful, who's intelligent. And she was intelligent. I've seen interviews with her 10, 15 years ago. She was just completely drugged out every time you saw her. Who had everything. Who was a billionaire from her marriage and who had made tens of millions of dollars a year from modeling films and perfume lines. She had a healthy, happy son. She'd had a new daughter. Her son died, obviously, of drugs. She died of drugs or foul play, who knows, of the people she was running with. Why do I bring her up? Well, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his eternal soul. You look at people like Anna Nicole Smith, you look at people like Britney Spears, made hundreds of millions of dollars in and out of rehab, completely unhappy, going crazy, getting tattoos all over her body, and shaving her head, saying, "Help me, help me." And I don't think that was a stunt. I looked into her eyes on the video of her in that tattoo parlor, and she was completely out of her gourd. Completely whacked out. Totally unhappy. I know people in Hollywood that know her. Totally unhappy. All the drugs, all the liquor, all the sex, all the Bentleys, all the 20-bedroom homes. It's not going to make her happy. And then I just thought about myself. I, frankly, am too happy, too satisfied. I'm so satisfied, I get to the point where I don't even care how I look. In the past, I did. I was more vain. I think there's a balance to everything in life. I think I've gone too far the other direction. I am so fulfilled. I mean, last night I left the Sunday show I do at 6 o'clock. I'm driving home, and I'm up on the overpasses, and I see one of the most beautiful and spectacular sunsets I've ever seen, with gold and silver and red and orange and purple just shooting out indescribable beauty, and the green trees and just the glint of the cars and the highway. And I thought, here I am driving 70 miles an hour, this feeling of exhilaration on an open road with almost no traffic, and there's blackbirds, grackles, and starlings and clouds in the skies, and I rolled down the windows and felt the 60-degree air just wash over me, and I just was thanking God. I mean, last night it was a beautiful night sky, dotted clouds like popcorn, and stars and planets, and I was walking around outside in the cold, dew-lit grass. I was just carrying the trash out, and I was just such a blessing to even be alive and to see all of this and to be able to go to the woods and sit on a blanket with binoculars and watch gophers dig out their holes and squirrels and eagles land in a tree and owls and robins. And to just, I mean, it's we are so blessed. There is so much good in the world. But last night at about 7 o'clock, I sat down to have dinner with my wife and children, and I looked at their glowing, happy, innocent faces, looked like cherubs, and they were eating with gusto and happy, and their eyes were alive with life force and electricity. And I looked at my beautiful wife, and then after dinner, my children were making up songs for like an hour, singing, and they were playing with Legos and building Tyrannosaurus Rexes. You know, my two-year-old with Legos just built something that looked just like a Tyrannosaurus and said, "Look," and my son was building rockets, and they were building cities with blocks, and it was just, and they were singing, making up these funny songs, and they were so happy. And I just thought, God has just blessed all of us so much. I know myself more than most. And I just am completely humbled and blown away, and it makes me just feel like dirty rags compared to God's incredible creation and what He's given us. And then I just thought about how sad Anna Nicole Smith is. I thought about how sad Britney Spears is. I thought about all these rich and powerful people that I've had a chance to get to know, and how so many times they're completely unhappy unless they're into whatever issue fulfills them, you know, trying to save the environment or trying to stand up for sovereignty or being informed about 9/11. You know, they have a passion. They're involved. They want to make the world a better place. They're happy. If they're not, they're totally unhappy. There's another type of individual who's evil, who likes power and the exercise of power. They could care less about a sunset. They could care less about beautiful art. They could care less about just all the kaleidoscope of colors and smells and taste and touch and feelings in our world. And there's the endless palette, so many shades you can't even so many shades of three dimension, you can't even comprehend it. You can just feel it in your soul. But I thought about the evil. They've gone so far into darkness and destruction that they've always got to go one level deeper just to even have any feeling. And they revel in trying to hurt people, and they revel in trying to control people, and they revel in destroying happiness and goodness. Watching the actions of elites throughout history, and the more things change, the more they stay the same. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat them, because humans act the same. We're always the same. There's nothing new under the sun. There's different projections of old, different configurations of what already was. You say the computer's new. No, what is the mind? So, again, Madison Avenue are masters of making us feel inadequate, making us feel like we don't matter, making us feel like because we don't have the trappings and because we don't have the logos of success that we aren't successful. And then so we've got to go to them and watch their television commercials and find out how we're inadequate to then go basically slave and work for them to buy things that don't even matter to the globalists. They just produce these baubles to then hand them out to us like 10 medals that Napoleon would hand out. And he bragged that, look at how men will throw themselves on the ends of pikes just to get a piece of tin. And that's all it is these little tricks they learned, but more and more sophisticated, being used against us. And I mean, the world is just going by past you while you're mesmerized by the television and by the culture and by this overall fraud. So I really think we start defeating the New World Order by humbling ourselves and by looking at the beauty around us, looking at the blessings around us, and then tapping into the greater whole and having an attitude of sacrifice, having an attitude of the servant, having the attitude of submission to what is right. And that by submitting to right, it means you resist the wrong. And the more you go down this path, and you're still going to be a bad person, you're still going to be fallen, you're still going to have problems, but by always striving to be better, by always striving to be more appreciative, by always striving to be more meek, by always striving to stand up for the defenseless, you will become stronger and stronger and stronger and more fulfilled. And your mind will open up to the world. Your discernment, your understanding will increase exponentially. And I am just so sad because I'm a very sharing person and I've always taken great pleasure in others having pleasure. I enjoy others having pleasure. I enjoy others having a good time. I enjoy others being fulfilled. And I see so many out there who are jealous and envious and self-centered, and they wonder why they're so unhappy, and they are envious, they are hateful of others that are successful. They think they have to tear everyone down around them so they can be successful. That's what David Rockefeller is all about. That's what Queen Elizabeth is all about. That's what Queen Beatrix is all about. That's what Lord Rothschild is all about. They're all about damaging people. They're all about dumbing people down. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate sin. Trying to warp people, trying to damage people, trying to hurt innocents. I mean, how could you not want to build for human potential? How could you not want to construct beautiful things? How could you not want to help others and have camaraderie and to collaborate? How could you not want to be part of that and part of the human experience? Well, most people really do, deep down, want to do that, but they've been taught how to be evil. They've been taught how to be self-centered. They've been taught how to be cynical. They've been taught how to serve power and corruption. And they're losing out in this one life to live. They're losing out on this one time on this planet. They're losing out on this one time, one shot experience, and it's being stolen from them. I want you, all of you, to be successful and live well. It tears my heart out to think that right now children are being given their final round of vaccines at 18 months that will cause them to go into a coma state or into deep autism. It tears my heart out to know right now black children, predominantly all over this country, are being taken from their parents to have pesticides and experimental drugs tested on them till they, in many cases, die. It tears my guts out to know right now a small child in Russia is being kidnapped out of their house to be flown to Saudi Arabia for a snuff film. It tears my guts out that evil is being practiced right out in front of us. And many people have been so bathed in wickedness, they can't even recognize evil when they see it. When television shows like 24 torture children, that's because they're introducing you to their world, their atmosphere.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government? Thank you.
come back, ladies and gentlemen. Went into preacher mode earlier.
Now, baby, don't you cry.
George Bush is going to put all his fears into you. Roll it.
Mama's going to make all of your nightmares come true. Mama's going to put all of her fears into you. Mama's going to keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing.
All right. Ray, Andrew, John, Wendy, others, we're going to get to your calls. We'll take your calls right through to the bottom of the hour. There's so much other news here, like the New York Post. Those who oppose surge in Congress are guilty of treason. It's getting scary. We'll go over that. I got a bunch of police state news I will get to. I've got to get to. I didn't cover it yesterday. Ran out of time. Right now, let's go to Ray in Texas. Thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. You were talking about those so-called space planes?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you do a Google search and look up T as in Tom, R as in Ray, 3, and then B as in boy, you will for it's called the TR-3B.
Yeah, NASA admits they've, quote, been secretly developing it, and they'll show artist renditions for 25 years. They've got big ones, little ones, cargo carriers, attack craft. They've got the Black Manta. They've got the Aurora. There's a bunch of them.
If you go to YouTube and look up Phoenix UFO, it'll pull up 10 years ago. Remember that big UFO over Phoenix that everybody saw?
Yeah, the giant V-craft and stuff?
Yes. That was a TR-3B. They were moving it from Area 51 to 52.
There's no doubt they have it. I mean, James Weapons Quarterly is never wrong in my experience, and they say for two decades they've had space planes.
We have a fleet of them up in orbit right now. The space shuttle keeps sighting them. Fox keeps blowing it up as space debris. They'll say at the first of the day, oh, there's a UFO in the same orbit as the shuttle. Got it.
Now, you lose me there. What do you mean the space shuttle's fighting them?
No. I said they're sighting them. They see them.
Oh, yeah, sighting them. Okay, got yeah. Sorry, your phone's breaking up.
Yeah, somebody's trying to get through to me. They can wait. Anyway, they keep sighting them, and you can find it on YouTube also.
I've seen the famous videos out of the shuttle where you see stuff flying around, right. And they go, oh, it's green men. It's black ops.
They report it on CNN, and then and Fox blows it off. It's funny because CNN will report it, and then Fox will report it, but then the Fox will blow it off.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. It's a good point. But it's not just the space planes. There's all this advanced technology that's been developed that's been kept secret. Again, the SR-71 Blackbird, built in 54, in service a few years later, by 55, is not the fastest plane at Mach 3.5 or whatever. That is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And you look at all these sightings they see in New Mexico, Texas, Arizona, California, Nevada. And it's exactly what NASA said 30 years ago they were going to build. They're just keeping it secret from the public.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.